Good morning, all. My name is Monica. I'm an addict. If that's okay, I will stay on this comfortable sofa, if that's okay. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the event. It is excellent. Welcome to all newcomers. And it is so nice to see people who I really love and appreciate, and my friends from Poland. And thank you for coming and being nearby. And when I sat here, a couple of years ago, I got in touch with a person from America. It was Cambria. Thank you very much for being here in front of me. It's so spiritual for me. I feel so touched and emotional. And thank you anyway for your share as well. But yeah, it was a privilege to be sponsored by your sponsee. It is so nice to see you now. And I felt connected to you somehow. It is very spiritual for me. It is totally different. Like, my topic is living clean as well. I will put the time on as well, so I will be aware about time. I was meditating this morning. I came back to my apartment yesterday quite early, and it is totally different because normally I would be on a party till probably 2 or 3, and then feeling very anxious next day. And it was my pattern. I was like whole life like that. So somehow I do things differently. So I came yesterday about, I don't know, 10:15 to my apartment. And I was lying with the book on my own, which is a bit different because normally I would be surrounded by a lot of people because in the past they have been giving me security. But these days, a connection with my higher power give me more security. And I was meditating what I'm going to say, or I was stressing out. And today I got up, I went on my knees, I prayed, I meditate. I set up early as well. That's a change because normally I would be always late for things. So I will go back to the time when Leandra from California, she was sponsoring me. That was my second round of the steps. And every Sunday during COVID, we have been reading this book, and it was very spiritual for me. A bit different type of English because they are American and I live in England, but I'm Polish. So it was very cool, and we had read a chapter from this book with my sponsee sisters, and we had a discussion about the step work, and I feel connected with them as well. I would love to go to America and to meet them all. Having Leandra as a sponsor, I had a different sponsor from UK, so I've done a bit of work on the steps, and I actively work on the step work, and I leave the program. So yeah, but I will go back to 2017, the 2nd of September, when I stopped using in England. I had a relapse. I was using for 2.5 years in London. It was a bit hectic because I was away from my family. I left Poland. But before I came to UK, I was a couple of years clean as well. So my recovery started in 2007 in Poland. But NA wasn't very popular. I never heard about NA. The first time when I heard about NA in Poland, it was 2011. And I went to a meeting, but I haven't stayed. My ex-husband was using, so I was told, go to a meeting. But I felt it is not something for me because I had many years of therapy. I was in a more than a year treatment center. So I felt it is enough for me. But to be honest, thank be to God that I relapsed because NA was the last thing which I could try because I was seeking help through psychiatry, through medicine, through the religion. So I went through all these paths. When I was 19, I went to a treatment center, which was really traumatic. It was a very traumatic experience. But if I wouldn't go there, probably I would die. I was 19. And when I came, when I left UK on the 2nd of September and I got clean, and I came back because I had the work arranged. in Derbyshire. I moved out from London. And I entered NA, and I started to go to meetings. It was very handy. When I sat on this comfortable sofa, it reminded me how I appreciate these sofas on my home group in Chesterfield in Derbyshire in UK, because they had lovely sofas. Normally, we would have like a very uncomfortable chairs, and I was so skinny that I couldn't sit on my ass. I was so skinny that I had no muscles. I was like 37 kilograms when I came to NA 7 years ago. So I loved my home group because I could sit and just stay there. I couldn't understand a word, to be honest, when I came to Derbyshire a couple of years ago, because they have a different accent. And but they still, I was coming to the meetings Monday, Tuesdays, and I started to do more meetings. And it is how my journey starts. And my family didn't want to talk to me. They want to support me, but they didn't know how. And today I'm aware that that's okay, that they haven't had a clue how they can support me after my relapse. They thought I will die. The first year of my recovery was very difficult. I couldn't work. I was trying to work, but I was struggling to concentrate. I was very ambitious. When I got clean first time, I finished two universities, so I've got two degrees. I used to work as a manager in London, and when I stopped using in Derbyshire 7 years ago, I couldn't have an office job. I was mentally, emotionally, and spiritually very unwell. I couldn't focus on the computer work. I was crying a lot. I was calling my friends, and I was asking when it will get better. And they have been asking me, have you prayed? Have you been on a meeting? Have you read something from the literature? And I was thinking, what the fuck? do you know what I mean? Like, I want to get better. I want to feel better. But I haven't surrendered, and I wasn't willing to put the effort into the work. And that's my personal experience. It was very difficult at the beginning. And I'm glad that I was left on my own in a foreign country without a family. I stopped seeing friends with who I have been using. I split up with my fiance in London. So I had the chance. And that's a big one. I had the chance to start a new life, and I have a new life. It is a beautiful life. And when I was reading, I got my Living Clean book in Polish. It was published in 2018 in Poland, and I'm very grateful that we have this book in Polish. I can read in English as well, but I was in a translating committee for 4 years, so I love that the literature was translated into my native language as well. So, but I have circled two, as you said, there are seven chapters in the book, and chapter six is a new way of life, and chapter seven, the journey continues. And they are very close to me, because after, like, when I finished my first round of the step work, I thought my life will really change. But once I finished my 12 steps, then my life started again, and I could apply all spiritual principles into all my affairs. And it is difficult. It is difficult to apply spiritual principles on a daily basis, because I can easily get back to my old patterns. Because I'm choosing to do it. Sometimes I'm choosing to be the old me, and according to step six and seven, some of my character defects, they've been eased, they've been removed, but the book doesn't say my character defects will be removed permanently. So when I'm choosing to go back to my old traits, I can be a really nasty person. And I suffer with myself as well. So the first point in the chapter six is to like, I don't know how to translate that to English now from Polish. So like, don't stick to the society pressure. And I'm 39. I don't have a husband. I don't have children. And like 2 or 3 years ago, I felt a huge pressure on myself that I need to have a husband. I need to, like, I had the pressure as well to, like, get a house. And I've got this all, like, luxury things, to be honest, in my life. But I don't have a husband. I don't have a children. And that's my own choice. I was told I need to have a decent job. I need to have a stable life. And I tried that in my recovery. So when I was 5 years clean or 4 years clean, I got into the relationship. I 3 years clean, I bought the house, I got the car, and then I made the decision that I will have a decent job, and I became a manager again, but I wasn't happy in the job. Then I thought, oh, it will be like something cool for me if I will have a decent job and a government job in England, which was pleasant because I got the job. I'm ambitious. I had the interview twice, and I got it finally. And I was so proud of myself. But since I started the job, I hated it. I said, I can't stay in the office. I hate being in the office. I can't do this job. And I left. And that was a big decision for me in December last year, because I left a decent job, and I became again a support worker. And when people hear that I'm a support worker, so basically what I do for a living, I support people with brain injuries and paralyzed people who had car accidents or like motorbike accidents. And I've got like 3 clients. I work privately for them. My work is my passion. And like going back maybe 3-4 years, when I said to anybody, what do you do for a living? I'm a carer, I'm a support worker. I said, wow, is that enough for you? Do you earn enough money? Like, so I got this stupid question. It is not something cool, I think, but I love my job, and I'm so proud of myself that I'm choosing what I love, and I love my clients. A lot of people die with me as well in the last seven years. And it is a privilege. It was a privilege for me to support them, being close to my higher power and help people to go through this stage of life. And I'm not like even my father. He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry for you because you need to do this job." And it is like it is not because I need to do this job. It is because I love this job, and I'm learning that living clean. I'm learning what I like. I'm learning what I love, and I'm learning who I am, to be honest, because everything got distracted by drugs in my life. I started to use when I was 12. So, yeah. And the big one from spiritual principles, and that's, anyway, that's the next point of the book, believing and having faith. And this trip to Finland is for me like a big step. I was away from a social life for about 2 years. Like, my friends, they've been asking me, oh, have you removed me from a Facebook because you are not there? No, I didn't have a Facebook. I couldn't cope. I couldn't cope with myself. I couldn't cope with my life. I got into the relationship, as I mentioned. I felt I'm ready after being 4 years clean. But I enter a relationship because of wrong reasons and wrong motives, and I probably wasn't ready, but I wanted to have a go. And I'm glad I did, because more of my character defects have been revealed. And yeah, Leandra at the time from California, she was sponsoring me, and she was telling me, like, you are mental, you are mad, you need to go and take some medication. Like, I couldn't stop with compulsive anger. I was concentrated on writing my program about a compulsive anger, because I couldn't stop acting out on the compulsive anger. I became aggressive, and it became a huge issue in my life, because I was dangerous for myself, and I was dangerous. But yeah, because I went to the I have chosen as well. I'm choosing people for the wrong reasons to enter my life, and that's a big one for me. So after 2 years being really emotionally and mentally unwell, and after doing the work on the step work, I'm choosing differently, and I have different boundaries as well. And I'm still trying. Like I'm in a dating process now, and it is not easy. It is very difficult to apply my spiritual principles to this area of my life. So before my share, I had to say I'm sorry, because as well I acted compulsively yesterday, and I was a bit unkind. I was a bit abusive towards someone, and that's how I'm living my life clean. I had to pick up the phone and I had to apologize, and I had to forgive as well. And thanks be to God, yesterday, I'm not sure if the person is suited, I can't remember this person's name, but I was standing on a sauna party yesterday and I really want to dance, but I was so concentrated on myself and so self-centeredness. I was standing there and I couldn't relax. I was obsessed about myself. I prayed on the beach, and then suddenly someone talked to me and we had a discussion about recovery, about relationships, and about how we acting out as well in the relationships. Because I'm in as well in a different fellowship now, so I have stopped a lot of behaviors which had harmed me, and because of my behaviors, my life really became unmanageable like 2 or 3 years ago. So yeah, I'm very grateful because that's my higher power as well, and that's how I know my higher power takes care of me. Once I prayed, the person started to talk to me yesterday. And yeah, it helped me a lot. It helped me a lot. The obsession was eased, and I felt much, much better yesterday. So it is how the program works. So about commitments and education and money and work, I mentioned that's all in this chapter as well as 6. So I'm very happy with my job. And about my education, 3 years ago, I wanted to be a therapist since I left the rehab. But I ended up to studying like chemist. Probably in my head was something that maybe I will produce drugs in the future. So I'm a like master of science. Never worked in my profession. And 3 years ago, I made a decision that I will enter British education, and I'm a counselor in a training, which gives me a lot of growth as well. So I do counseling with clients now in a mental health service. And most of my clients are addicts or alcoholics, and it is a privilege to being able to use skills which I learn at the college and be able to help them. And as well, recently, to one of my clients, I got quite vulnerable and congruent and genuine, and I shared that I am in recovery personally. And it was very spiritual as well for me to having a therapy with a client and being able to be honest and open about who I am and not being afraid that the person will judge me. And that's a big one. And I made a disclosure as well at my college to my peers. So I have 23 people at the college. And thanks be to God, there is one person from NA and he's quite open about his background, but I was always ashamed because I felt I shouldn't be an addict all my life, because it is what my parents told me, you shouldn't be an addict, but I am an addict, that's the truth. So, and my life is meaningful now because I can share my experience and I can help other addicts. And I love doing service and being a sponsor as well, and I do appreciate that I can help people in a professional way, and I'm very proud of myself that I made this decision. My parents, they are okay with it as well now, so they have accepted. So I need to do the work around my parents, and I've done a lot of work around my parents, and I'm like, I've written my step for, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times. And yeah, my relationship with my family is much, much better now. So I think, no, I do know my parents. They're very proud of me. Thank you. So yeah, so I love my college. I love my practice as well. So basically, I made the decision to go back to do support work because of college. That's a big commitment for me because Wednesday and Thursday I need to have time off for college, and then I need to have time to write my assignments. It takes more time for me because I need to read in English, write in English. And I wasn't sure if I can make it. And I had an experience this year. I have found a supervisor regarding my practice, and I went for my first supervision, and he wasn't kind to me. He wasn't kind. He was questioning my English. Then he started, so I live in Yorkshire now, and they use, like, Yorkshire is a different language, to be honest. They use a lot of slang over there, and they talk a bit differently than down South England. And it wasn't, I haven't felt really well during the supervision. I cried over there, and I said to him, I had to speak up for myself, and I said, like, I don't think English is my problem. And it was huge for me. And as well, I wasn't sure if I shall share today as well, because of, like, some people, they will question my English, or some people, they will question my right to be in a different country. But I feel like I live in UK. I'm a UK resident. I feel UK is my home anywhere. Everywhere is my home these days. I feel like everywhere is my home. But going back to the situation this year, it was very spiritual as well, because I have started to set healthy boundaries, and and because of the recovery, I started to protect myself, and that's how I live clean as well, because I'm very emotional, I'm very sensitive, and through almost all my life, I didn't know how to protect myself in an assertive way, how to stay calm, and accept as well the person who is, for example, unkind to me. Yeah, my education is a huge part of my life now, and my work helps me to cover my bills, helps me to have time off for college, and I have a fantastic client. She's 28, she lives by the beach, and I love to travel, I love to have walks on the beach before I will start work weekends, and as well I have time when I'm with her to write my assignments, and it is very spiritual because I prayed a lot about having good clients. One part of my job is to take her to pubs and clubs, and I need to make sure she's safe, and when she gets aggressive, I need to, like, protect her and make sure people are okay with the situation, and because she's got a brain injury, so she can lose her temper. And I'm very grateful that I'm in recovery because a couple of years clean, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to support her. And she published our pictures on a Facebook after 7 months, me working with her. And that was a lot for me because it means she trusts me. So I'm trustworthy, and I'm very grateful for these little things. And I've got a lot of gratitude anyway. So I live on a prayer. And I live on a gratitude. That's how I live clean as well on a daily basis. There is a point about money. So when I entered the recovery, I was so obsessed about money. But I lost everything. I was like, I spent all my savings for drugs. I haven't been working before I stopped for 9 months. And I was spending my savings, which I saved to buy a property. But then, first winter of my recovery, I haven't had money to buy shoes, so I was wearing trainers from Prime Money for like £4 or £3, and I still remember that it was so cold, and I couldn't afford shoes, or I was living in a flat when I had to top up gas and electricity. You had to top up it on the card. But I had a choice if I will top up the gas or I will put petrol into my car to get to the meeting. And usually I was choosing to buy petrol to go to the meeting, and I was going to the meeting every day because I wanted to get better, and this is what people told me: go to meeting every day, you will get better. But it took time. But yeah, I feel very well today. And yeah, there is a lot of hope. And the last point in this chapter is give of hope. And the hope was given to me in A. And people, they've been telling me, keep coming back, keep coming back. I was crying on meetings, keep coming back. I felt fucked, keep coming back. I didn't want to come back, keep coming back. And I had my first sponsor was fantastic. She was Polish. In recovery and English fellowship. So I have met some people because of Joanna as well on the airport, which was cool because my arrival here was very smooth. And yeah, I knew these people because I go to, and because of Joanna, I went to some conventions in England. So yeah, she's my dear friend as well. And we see each other very often. And she has been giving me a lot of hope as well. It is what I needed when I came to NA. I needed this message of hope. And yeah, since 2017 I stopped using. I had a couple of times desire to use, but I have so many friends. Sometimes they can't get it that I want to use. Or you're so many years in NA, you've done so much step work, but the desire can be there, especially if I'm emotionally or spiritually unwell, or I don't take care of myself. And I had this periods in my life when I was really unwell, especially when I split up, when I broke up from my relationship. And as I mentioned, I was away from a social life because the person was in NA. And I stopped going to Polish meetings in UK, and I started to do more English meetings, which is cool because I integrated with English NA as well, and I'm very happy. And through the pain after my breakup, thank you. Through the pain through my breakup 2 years ago, I think I had another spiritual awakening. I had a couple of spiritual awakenings through my 7 years recovery, and it is what the program promised. Through the steps, I can have a spiritual awakening if I will apply the spiritual principles into all my affairs. And what I've learned as well from the American style of sponsorship is you must do the work, and the huge like emphasis on the spiritual principles, on applying the spiritual principles into my daily life: acceptance, humility, courage, faith, hope. I do my inventory. I try to do my inventory daily to see my mistakes and forgive myself quicker. And as well, I made a mistake yesterday. I haven't felt okay, but as I said to my friend before the share, I said, I need to forgive myself, and I need to forgive myself. I need to accept my mistakes as well. So yeah, I will leave it there because the time is finishing. Yeah, this, the love which I feel on this convention is totally different. And I feel clean and serene. I feel emotionally clean. I feel serene. And I can see definitely how I have changed, and how I behave, and the program works. So thank you very much for letting me share. Thank you for listening, and yeah, keep coming back. Thank you.